I rolled into Connersville in 1961 with what was left of my last army pay. I had a letter with me from a buddy living there. He said, "You stop and see me if you're ever up this way." Need I say he was surprised to find me at his door with what I guess you call a silly grin. He said, "Where are you headed?" And I said, "I'm headed here." His mama said, "Don't stand there, you'll catch cold, just come on in." They gave me room and board, I paid a very modest fee. Then I went looking for a place to play. If you've ever had a hat and didn't wear one, then you'll know the way a country singer made a living in those days. The menu printed on the window of the bar and grill. The man said we're too small to have a band. I said, "Well, I'll just pick and sing and pass my hat a while." He said, "Go right ahead, but you just do the best you can." Well, after 7 hours of cheating hard and wildwood flower, I had me $7.80. I gave it to a waitress who was gonna have a baby. She said she needed just that much to help her pay the rent. Later on I formed a band and really hit the big time. $10 a night for working at the Pine. We worked the winter gardens and some other choice night spots. Looking back, I'll have to say those were the good old times. Summer came and me and old Mitch Mitchell fished White River and caught those big old juicy channel cats. Sometimes when I'm riding on a jet plane going somewhere, I get to thinking that I'd like to live a life like that. So thank you, Connersville, and thanks to you, old Indiana. You took me in when I knew slimmer days. I won't forget you, and I hope that you will not forget me. And you folks stop and see me if you're ever down this way.